in, I said, not because of the content, but because they belong to the White House.
Yeah.
And they said, well, do we know that the Haldeman and Ehrlichman don't have papers? I said, we have no reason to believe that they do.
Okay.
Then we went along the line of...
Of course, the Haldeman Ehrlichman papers, whatever they are, well, their own papers are available, naturally, to... their own, if they don't have to do with me, I mean, they can do what they goddamn please with them. But basically, anybody in the White House produces papers for the president. They belong to the president.
That's right. Everything that this president belongs.
The only problem we got with Dean's papers, Ron, is that if this is a self-serving document that he's put out, he's going to get it out anyway. So,
that's right. Sure.
So therefore, that we would treat that differently. But we must never give an inch on Haldeman Ehrlichman's papers. Don't you agree?
Well, no. The fact of the matter is Haldeman Ehrlichman papers are all under supervision at their request. So
that's
there
right.
can be no question. They're personal papers and also the
that's right.
presidential papers. After this is over, then
we'll handle them on an individual basis.
Right.
Right. Right.
So then we went around that, and then we went a little bit around the publisher, the Nashville Banner, urged today that the president get rid of his press secretary, so we went through that a little bit.
Who did? Jimmy Stallman?
No, not Stallman. Stallman's called and said the paper's going to hell. Wayne Sargent, who's the editor down there.
Oh, screw him.
And so we went through that, and I said, and I'm here to serve, you know.
Oh, Christ. That's,
well, that's diversionary. That's fine.
That's
know.
Good. That's right. That's right.
It's diversionary.
Right. Good.
Then on the court thing in California, I simply made the very direct, stern statement that the fact of the matter is that the material was provided to the court at the direction of the president. Right on that.
Right.
Bob Pierpoint was, I sucked Pierpoint in a little bit. He's been sucking around saying, you know, we want to know what the telegram count is and all the rest. It's last made. So I had Jerry pull the telegram count out. I let him go on with this little speech about why we could get them in the past, why can't we get them today. I'd like to ask on the public record why we can't get them and what the figures are. So I said, well, based upon your request on the record here, let me give you the figures. Telegrams in favor, 4,950. 1,010.
Yeah.
Which was a good way to get out the fact that the telegrams are supported. Then I said,
right, and not a one of these has been simulated.
Then I made that point. And I said, in terms of letters, they're running, there's about a 700 a day on this subject, and they're running, although it has not been broken out yet, a good 3.5. You know.
Yeah.
Then I said, in terms of phone calls, the many phone calls that we receive in my office as a part of, you know, taking some of the calls, is the vast majority of them
subject
are supportive of the president, what he has done in the last 4 years, what they want him to continue to do. So I think that line, you know, get the support.
Did the Harris poll get any play, the one you mentioned?
Yes, it did. Oh, yes, sir. Got play on TV last night. Good play.
Of course, they had some negative stuff, but did they get across that point that they didn't want the president to resign? Was
yes, sir.
Damn thing?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And that 5931 thought that he ought to continue the work?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But, we survived, and we're going to continue to.